Hello, everybody. This is Tony Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're here to do some instantaneous healings and talk about the Lightship and its purpose for being here at the end of this 2,000-year cycle. And we'll be doing quite a few healings tonight. And we are going to run over. So if you're back east, it'll be, probably about maybe 1:30 by the time we close tonight. We'll probably run about a half an hour over. So we'll be doing some Lightship healings where you're going up to the Lightship in physical form. And you're going to be able to communicate with the light beams. You may bring it back here in your consciousness. You may not. Everyone's a little different on how they perceive energies. But if you are able to sense and see, you will have an experience that you will never forget. So we'll see if my co-host, wonderful Sylvia, is on board. So, Sylvia, are you here tonight?
Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm here, and great to be here. We'll start out by just getting you oriented to the screen and how to get everything set up so you can really have an interactive evening with us. So what you want to do is, from the BBS schedule page, go ahead and click on any of the programs that we're on, either Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or tonight. They'll all take you to the same page. And you're going to scroll down, and you're going to see a beautiful picture of a light beam. And just below that, it'll say Quick Chat Live with Ron, Amatron, and Sylvia, BBS Fast Chat. And if you'd like to, you can go ahead and click on that, and that's going to bring up a window for you. And just that way, anytime that you have a question or a comment throughout the hour, you can just type it in real quick, and it's wonderful. That way we can all stay in touch with each other during the show, even when Ron's doing a healing or something that it wouldn't be easy to call in during the middle of. Also, below the light being on the screen, you'll see a beautiful Lightship insignia. And I think at some point during the show, Ron will be activating that with the amazing energy from the Creation Lightship. So now to scroll up and down between the light being and the insignia, you do have to minimize the fast chat window temporarily, and then you can just maximize it back up again so you can use it. So I hope that helps you get prepared. It's wonderful to have the light being up on the screen because Ron will activate her throughout the hour for doing healings with us, and it's really an amazing experience because you can watch the energy change right in front of you as well as feel it. So we've been talking about the subject of ascension all week, and we've covered the basics of what ascension is. We've talked about the upcoming universal shift and how to prepare for it, and we've discussed how to keep yourself connected to the light by staying heart-centered, connecting to your own divinity, and really going within for your guidance. So since we've talked a lot about how to prepare for ascension all week, tonight we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about some of the things that we have to look forward to after the ascension. And, you know, it doesn't take much to look around you these days and notice the effects of living in a very dualistic, ego-based consciousness that's been also infiltrated by dark energies and mind control and other oppressive factors. And as we stated earlier in the week, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came to assist with the ascension period at that time, his mission was cut short by the dark side, and so there were too few people prepared for ascending at that time. So the earth spirit, out of compassion for the people, decided not to ascend to hopefully give people more time to prepare. But what's happened is now we're dealing with 4,000 years of piled-on densities instead of 2,000. And that's quite evident when you look around, or you can often feel that yourself. And on top of that, we've had a lot of technology and things brought to us without a balance of heart energy. So there's a lot of stuff going on that's been quite difficult. And the bottom line is that the Earth Spirit has decided that it really can't hold back from ascending any longer. So we're going to talk all about the Earth Spirit's wonderful plans for its new existence. And we're going to talk about the Earth Spirit's preparations, because just like us, the Earth Spirit has to prepare for ascension as well. and we'll talk about the Creation Lightship work that it's doing with the Earth Spirit. And, of course, Ron will be doing wonderful healings and bringing in divine energies throughout the hour. And in celebration of our theme of ascension, we're definitely going to bring in energies that go along with that, such as the Lightship Oxygen that's being designed for the Earth, also the energy of ascension itself. And, of course, what better way to feel the effects of ascension than to bring in the energy of the Ascended Masters. So we have a lot of great things to look forward to tonight. And Saint Germain, it seems like to me, is playing a very active role in this universal shift. And we always seem to feel his beautiful, joyous presence very strongly whenever we talk about ascension. So, Ron, to start us off in the right direction tonight, could we please have the divine energy of Saint Germain brought in before we get into our discussion and other events?
Sounds wonderful. So just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. Just showing up is 99% of it here. So we're going to bring in Saint Germain. He'll be from the light ship, okay? So there is a difference on energies. Saint Germain's energy from the Federation, which is where he's normally brought in from, is at a lower vibration as it is from the light ship. The light ship is his true initial spiritual identity of his spirit, and this is his full energy completely. On a few shows, we have brought him in from the Federation, and the energy kind of feels flat, although he still comes in. It's not his fault, but the Federation is not holding light energy, so naturally that sort of taints the energy, and it's not in complete wholeness. So all these healings are from the Creation Lightship that created the universe, created you, created everything in light frequency. So, and this is just a wonderful experience to have these pure divine energies coming into your room. Some people who can naturally see will actually possibly see a physical form appear. You might see a silhouette. You might see colored frequencies. Or you might just feel the presence of this divine being. So, we're going to start to bring his energy in now from the light ship. It's being directed to the room where you are. And here he comes. So stronger. I use the word stronger to command the energy. So stronger. Remember, the light ship, the divine, only sees you in complete perfection. So without doing any kind of commanding, they really can't help or change the energies where you are. So you have to do some type of commanding to have the energies change. So here we go. Here comes Saint Germain. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels very good. So just sit back and relax, and we'll let you feel Saint Germain's energy. Then we'll bring in his twin flame energy, and it'll be a little more in wholeness. So we'll put some music on for you just to experience this energy. And sit back and relax. Nothing's for you to do. The Lightship will do it all for you. So ask for healings from Saint Germain. Ask for guidance. And just have a wonderful time tonight. Sit back and relax and enjoy this beautiful divine energy coming around you and through you. going to bring in St. Germain's twin flame energy here. So here, and normally it'll feel like a female presence typically, okay? So we'll just say here she comes. So stronger, 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 and they're blending now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And just again sit back and relax and feel Saint Germain. In the body of flame that Saint Germain is noted for. So here comes the body of flame energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so this energy right now, the Vata flame, is the old Vata flame energy. And next we'll bring in the new energy after the ascension process. So just experience this here, and you can see how the different frequencies change with intensity and fullness. Here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you can experience this new frequency here coming in. This will be the frequency that will be here after the universal shift.
Wonderful. That was quite a difference between those two violent flames. Let's see. We have a question on the fast chat. And the question is, does creation still create new souls?
Yes, continuously. They're always being created. And there are, I'll use the word spirits, that have chose to come here for this incarnation to experience the ascension. And so they're hoping that the bodies that they're in are awakened enough to be able to accept their residence and to be fully embodied. So you want to have your complete spirit with you during the ascension process. This is what the teachings are that I'm always attempting to get across to everybody. Because this is actually your immortality of the body. This is the ascension process, is to become immortal. And the process is to be fully in your body so that when the frequencies change, then this life force energy that's here now will be leaving and a new one will come in, and at that point it'll have a different frequency of resonance, so the bodies here now will not resonate to the older energies. This is why this is so important now at this time in our lives, to advance yourself that you are in your body fully. And the body would love to do this beautiful transformation to change its frequency so it can live basically forever in a sense and to be able to go into another consciousness. So this is what the ascension is all about, is to do this process. And there are other, beings coming here to experience this wonderful energy. So that they may be coming into other bodies, possibly as walk-ins. Because remember, if they're in a life form, let's just say that another spirit is out there on some planet as a rock. Okay, well, the rock isn't really conscious. And so they may actually give up that energy of being a rock and want to come in here so that they can be with a physical body, a sentient being, so that it can go through the ascension process to help out the body that you have now and to have that experience. So, and there are, new souls being created, continuously as the universe expands, and also ones that are already here who would like to do this. So, but since you're in your body and you chose to show up in this time frame, then by all means, you want to do what's best for your body, which is to have the ascension process. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, we do have a request for an entity clearing, so maybe we could do that just before we head into our topic.
Okay. So everybody just kind of sit back and relax. And we're going to start taking away energies that basically are taking away your energy of your physical body, which you don't want. And these are entities. They're normally earthbound emotional bodies. And since they are invisible, they do call them spirits, although the earth spirit is basically responsible for these to be here. So, and they just need to be actually removed from us as they collect and can bring in their emotional programming from their past life or lives or body hopping. So you want to definitely have these out of your life so that you can become more whole in your own consciousness. So here we go. We're going to start releasing these from you. And you may feel energies leave your body. If you had a problem with an ache or a pain, then at that point, if the entity is there and it had a pain that resonated with you, it could be causing your physical pain. So you may find that pain is released from you. There we go. And now we're going to bring in more of you into your body, so we have to call you back. As you left your body, you went out through the universe because you really didn't want to be here from pain and trauma. And so we have to, in a sense, deprogram you, your spirit, so that it can be back into love energy because it's carrying now this baggage of densities. And it doesn't want to re-experience that, so it's not willing to come back to re-experience life here. So here we go, taking away these energies, and we're going to bring more of you back into your body now. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you enter your body and reintegrate with the parts of you that are still here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, do some more clearing here. There we go. Okay. And now we're again clearing energies from your spirit, different little fragments of you. And swing back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And again, taking away some entities here. Okay, and bringing in more of you and clearing these energies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do it one more time. There we go. And now we're going to bring more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what we're going to do is a little exercise here. And we're going to have you come in through the bottom of your feet. Normally your spirit will not come in and go down below your waist. It'll come in maybe through your heart, maybe through your crown chakra, but it won't really want to come here below the waist because it doesn't really want to be here. And, you know, you can probably, you know, understand why for what you've been through in your life so far. So it's kind of reluctant about coming into your legs. So here we go. We're going to have your spirit now commanded into the bottom of your feet. And you're coming in now, going out of your body and through your bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, waist, and solar plexus, and all the way up. And now you're coming out again. So we'll just call it in and out. And in and out. You might feel a little dizzy, possibly. Just hang on. In and out. 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 And back in. Okay. So you may feel your body being heavier on the bottom end. And you might feel your legs feeling more dense. You may feel tingles. You might feel a presence of energy there. And whatever you feel, if you do feel a density, there means that your spirit was not fully connecting with and inhabiting that part of your body. And remember, your spirit is responsible for healing your physical body. So if it's not there, how can you possibly ever get a healing? So this is why we do this process here. So anybody would like to comment on Fast Chat here, and if you don't know how to use it, just click on Fast Chat under the light beam, VBS Fast Chat. The screen will come up, and type in your first name and a short message, and we will typically acknowledge that if we can. And it's nice to at least hear from the people that are listening to the show. And I also love getting emails from people. So, and that's underneath the light beam, too, probably about 2 inches. So you can just click on that after the show if you'd like. I'd love to have your email from you. This is my only contact with you and to see how you're doing. And we feel like we're a nice big spiritual family here. So I would like to at least acknowledge the healings that you've received. And also I'd like to thank all the ones that who have done programs with me and have also sent donations to me to help this show out to stay on the air for everyone. So I greatly appreciate that, and I'm sure the ones that are listening also appreciate it too. So there we go, Sylvia.
Oh, well, that was a wonderful experience, and I think now we can talk a little bit about the Earth Spirit's plan for what it's going to do with this ascension.
Okay, the Earth Spirit's been here for quite a while, a long, long time, thousands of years, and it decided to finally go to another frequency, another dimension. So what's available on the light ship is everything that can ever be created in consciousness. So the Earth Spirit decided to create a new planet Earth. It might be called different, but to us it's a new Earth, okay? And the new Earth, I believe, when I saw it last with the blueprints, it's about one-third smaller than what we have now. It'll be an eighth-dimensional reality. The Earth Spirit decided to pick 8D mainly because there is no densities there like we have here. So all I can assume from that is that it's kind of been here, done that, and it wants to be completely in love energy, and that the darkness has not crept into that frequency yet, okay? And this is why the universal shift happens every 2,000 years. Everything is, in a sense, dematerialized, and everything of the light then has a choice to change forms and to go to wherever you choose to go to for your next incarnation. So the Earth Spirit also is doing the same process. But before it can leave here, the Earth Spirit has to fully release all of its judgments, all of its traumas, which is what the light ship is helping it do now, so it can be into wholeness. And so at this point, the Creation Light Ship created a special light ship, and that was created the Monday before last Thanksgiving, and it came here to do special healings and connect directly to the Earth Spirit so it can release its density so it can ascend. And so this is what's happening with the Earth Spirit now, is that it's going through the process. And so what will typically happen is when the universal shift happens, everything that is in creation is no longer in creation. Everything has its divine blueprint. And so the Earth as we know it now and the whole universe will not exist. Now, since the Earth here is still an embodiment of the light energy, another spirit can walk in to the old blueprint, which is what we have right now. And it could even be altered and changed during that process. And so, and there could be many spirits that come in to the Earth plane. Maybe this blueprint would like to be remanifested by, let's say, 20 different spirits. So they can take it to different parts of the universe, and there could be 20 Earths out there, just like what we have right now, with the same life forms on it. So, you know, it's up to those beings that wish to be creative to take over this blueprint can do that. So the blueprint during each 2,000-year cycle can be altered and changed or left the same and also be rematerialized. So this is what's going to happen. But the Earth Spirit that people call Gaia, for whatever reason, is no longer going to be attached to this Earth plane. So maybe we should go to the light ship, Sylvia. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, well, definitely we want to do that. And just before we do, we had a couple of things on the fast chat that I'd like to mention.
Okay.
Had some people that really enjoyed that feeling of having the spirit come into the body more fully and experience what it's like to have it come into the lower part. So that's very interesting. And we have a request, a question, if Archangel Gabriel ever comes through.
Oh, yes. Is that a request that we'd like to bring in Archangel Gabriel?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we'll do, we'll have Archangel Gabriel come in through the light beam, okay? So just scroll down and put the light beam in front of you on your monitor screen. And we'll use this photograph to bring this beautiful Archangel in. And also, if you're interested, just since we're using this photograph here, what you can also do is if you have a photograph of yourself during these healings, you could actually watch your face change through the healing process. So if you do have a photograph of yourself, you might watch your eyes actually get brighter during the healings as you get more of your spirit in your body, because it will actually physically change. It may sound kind of far out, but I've had this done many, many, many times with people, and it blows them away, and all of a sudden they look at their photograph, they look different. And they look better. They have more light energy coming off the photograph. Maybe some of their stress lines in their face would actually vanish because you're going through a healing process when traumas are released. So what we're going to do is bring in this beautiful Archangel into the light beam here. And like I said, it's about an inch or so down on your scroll bar on the right side. So we're going to activate this right now. And here we go. Oh, beautiful. So again, this frequency will change on this light beam, and it'll be this beautiful Archangel coming in right now. Archangel Gabriel. There we go. Wonderful. Just keep watching the monitor screen if you like, and you're going to notice that the rays will also change, the eyes will change. And, wow, this is wonderful.
And also pay attention to your heart and your heart chakra, and just feel the energy that's coming from the Archangel directly into your heart. It's beautiful.
Yes, the light ship only works heart to heart. They don't work typically heart to mind, because the heart is your truth. The mind is just a consciousness that works with the ego aspect of you, and it doesn't always have 100% spiritual truth. Remember, entities come in through your mind as far as talking with you and can take you off your spiritual path. Your heart is connected to the light ship through your home base energy. This is where your spirit resides. So here we go. Okay, I'll put some music on. And again, you may feel the energy in your room change a little bit here. And again, request healings and guidance from this wonderful Archangel. Okay, Sylvia. So how's that doing so far?
Oh, that's wonderful. Absolutely beautiful energy. So I hope you all enjoyed that. And, you know, speaking about the new Earth and the planet that the Earth is creating, hopefully tonight when we go to the light ship, we'll actually be able to go to the special room where the spiritual blueprint for that new planet is already created, as I understand.
Yes, we'll be doing that. So we'll do that right now if you like. But what I'll first talk about is, as you know, this as we bring in different divine energies, they are slightly different. They have different vibrations. So in a sense, what they're doing is bringing you different attributes of the divine. And what will happen is that the divine actually is comprised of all these different frequencies, but the way it sort of comes down here is that people who maybe are in need of something, the different saints will represent a certain frequency of energy which we can tap into, like love and compassion. Maybe one saint is designed to help you find missing objects. Another one may be for maybe the dying process. One could be for abundance. So this is how the divine works, so that we can actually have this different vibration with us to assist us. So remember that you are ultimately, from your creation energy itself, all of these energies. And so what you're doing is when you actually feel the divine energies, you're actually feeling a part of yourself, and you start to resonate with that. And this is the wonderful thing about this show, is that each time they come in, you can go, well, yeah, this really feels like me, or I've been missing this energy for so long. And then you can get like an extra, in a sense, booster shot from this energy to help you acknowledge who and what you are, which is part of the divine. And your creation is that aspect of you. So this is sort of how these energies work. So we have the helpers here, which you may call the masters, and the archangels, angels, and saints here who have portrayed different energies from the divine. So this is how and why they are here. So what we're going to do now is go to the creation light ship, and this will not work on the archives. Everything up to now will. So when we come back from the light ship, then whatever we do when we're not on the light ship will work on the archives. So for the intent here, we're going to go up to the light ship, and we're going to go into the special room that the Earth Spirit is using and has used to create the new planet Earth on eighth-dimensional reality. And you're going to be able to walk into this room. You're going to be there physically. You're going to be able to watch and see different aspects of the Earth. This is whatever you choose to do. And you can see the plant life that the Earth Spirit created. You can see other type of life forms. You can look at the you know, maybe the sun, the moon, if there's that in existence now. Whatever is there, you can look at. So this is your choice. So, if you, and also if you wish to bring animals or pets up or flowers or your garden to the light ship for healing, you can now. You cannot bring other people, though. They have to be in connection with me right now during this show to do this here. So right now I'm connecting with each and every one of you right now.
Ron, I'll just mention also that possibly while we're there, we can sample some of the new oxygens for the Earth.
Great. Okay, that sounds good.
And then maybe even if it works out, we could allow, if the Creation Light Ship would allow us to go and see the new ship that was created for healing the Earth.
Oh, boy. Okay.
If that's possible.
Sure. Okay, that sounds good. Okay. So, here we go. You're going to be going up through a white light tunnel. Remember your vibration, and all vibrations are being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And you're not going to anything that happens to do with UFOs or 3D or 4D energies. This is true creation energy itself. So you have nothing to worry about being abducted. So here we go. This is a whole different format of healing. So we're going up right now to the light ship, and you're going to feel yourself possibly going through a white light tunnel, and you're there right now. And whatever you brought up with you in your consciousness is now going off to where it needs to go to for additional healing. And right now we're having a body scan, so the light beings on the light ship can see what type of sentient being we are. We're checking out our consciousness, what's wrong with us. And we're probably going to go into a first room for some healing. So we're going to go into a healing room. And this room, they're going to take us to the pain release room. So if you have any physical body pain, request healings right now. There's many, many modalities there. And the doctors up there, which are normally males, will be working with us. They're in groups of three. The reason why they're males is because they are, and the females are behind the scenes and actually working with us, interfacing the healing. So the females are actually telling the males what to do. So if you're a female and you're wondering what's going on, why there's only males, well, because the females are actually probably more involved with the process of what you're going through on healing. So we're now going to be going to a whole different location on the Creation Light Ship. And we were just in the procedure room, so we'll be doing healing work there. There's also some hot tubs there that we're going to be going into. So there's many, many rooms for healing. The hot tubs are used to detoxify our bodies. So we're going into the creation aspect rooms, and we're going into a special room. And I'm going to have you actually experience the Earth Spirit in its wholeness. So this is the first room. This is live, so I'm up there watching and telling you what we're going to be seeing here. So in front of us now in this room, and we're actually all together, is the Earth Spirit. So we'll let you experience this beautiful vibration of the Earth Spirit now. And so I'll put some music on and just kind of sit back and relax and breathe in and have a wonderful experience. To another location, and we're being guided by the Earth Spirit now, and the Earth Spirit is now going to show you the new Earth and its blueprint. So for those of you who can actually sense and see energies, you can actually see the blueprint to the Earth. There are actually rooms on the Creation Light Ship that will show you the way the reality is on the Earth, how it's going to look. They will materialize a hologram of trees, animals, beaches, etc. So this is with your request, and you're having this experience physically on the light ship. And down here what we're going to do, since Sylvia brought in the oxygen, we're going to bring in one of the oxygens which could be available for you to breathe. Remember, there's different life forms on the light ship, and they're allowing us to have four different types of oxygen. So this is your choice. if you choose to go to this location at the Ascension time. So here we go. We're bringing option number one for everybody. So it'll come into your room. So again, just take a deep breath here, and it's starting to come in. And here we go. So it's coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So here we go. You're breathing this nice oxygen here, and also seeing different rooms that have different holograms of the new Earth. Like we're all in a room right now where there's a lot of trees. In the oxygen, which is number two, that'll be available on the new Earth. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Just take a deep breath and have a new experience here. We're now looking into a room where they have the beaches and the beautiful water and waterfalls. Here, and this is also another beach scene, but this time the water is not contained in the ground. It's like flowing in the air, and you're able to walk into this water as it just runs. It's like air would be blowing in the wind, but it's water. So this is another experience for you. So just sense the energies now. You'll be able to see the fish and everything else that's there. Remember, this is the creation that the Earth Spirit chose to create, an eighth-dimensional reality. going in option number 3 for us to breathe. It'll be with you in about 25 seconds. To another location, another room where we're going to be walking with flowers. These are conscious beings that are flowers, and they have arms and legs, and they're walking with us right now, so you can have this experience here. One other room, and let me see what's going to be there. Remember, this is real time for all of us here, and we're going into a room where they're going to show different skies and different clouds, so we'll have this experience now, and you feel this beautiful energy, and here it comes. Different sunsets now. You can't see it, just feel the vibrations. to go to another room where they have looks like very large butterflies. So we're going to experience this beautiful butterfly energy there. Where they have different sun rays for healing there. And this will also work for us down here. So you can request healing. And we're going to be like laying on a beautiful beach. And these energies will come into us now for healing. So again, just request healing as we're having this wonderful experience. Many, many different colors of the rainbow are coming through our bodies right now. Colors that we don't even have that exist here. The animals that are there, and they're going to be around us now as we're levitating on the beach, and they'll be doing their own healing on us here. Very sacred animals, pure love energy. request from Sylvia to go to this very sacred, special light ship that's here to do earth healings. I've only taken a few groups to this year, so this is a very special light ship. They check us off completely so that we have 100% light energy. They will not allow anyone else to go on this ship because they don't want it infiltrated by the dark side in any way at all. So we're going to be going into a special cleansing area before we even come to this beautiful light ship. We have to keep 100% spiritual integrity of complete love energy. So we're going into this like decontamination center where they're checking us out completely. And now we're going into this beautiful light ship. This is pure love energy. And what we can do, if you wish, we can go on some smaller light ships. And we'll be directed to go to different locations. But what you can do consciously is think of different areas on this planet where you think it is out of balance. Remember, the Earth Spirit has to regain back its spiritual integrity of all of its creation to put it back into wholeness. So you now have a chance to participate in part of this Earth healing. This is nothing that can be done down here on the Earth by projecting your thoughts of love to the Earth. This is true creation, help, and creation. So we're going into this beautiful light ship. These light ships are fairly small. They're probably about 25 foot in diameter. Pure love energy. And you're in there right now in your pure love energy form with your consciousness. And we're going out now, so just think of a location that you would like to go to on this planet, anywhere, and just think of a thought that you would like to help the Earth Spirit with its ascension process to balance out, to regain its spiritual integrity back over again. So I'll put some music on here again and just request inside of your head where you'd like to go to. And this light ship is going to bring back into balance the spiritual blueprint. to this wonderful light ship. There's only one of these created to work with the Earth Spirit. And this is the light ship that is doing this work. And now we're going to be coming back to the creation light ship now. And we're on it right now. And what we're going to do is just go into one other room before we come back. And this room is where you're going to be reunited with your own spiritual blueprint. So you have a special room on the creation light ship where you were created. And we're going up to this room right now. Remember, we're in physical form. This is not a meditation by far. This is actual physical reality on the light ship where they're physically. And we're opening a door right now. And this room is circular. It's about 10 feet across. And standing in front of you is this beautiful white light being standing, which is your spirit, the silhouette of who you are. And your spirit now is going to come and fully walk into you. So I'm going to count to 10. And at that point, you'll be fully integrated with your spirit energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So I'll just allow you to have this sacred space and just request some healings from your spirit. And this is the actual spirit that you have with you, but it's in wholeness 100% right now on the light ship. It's a very sacred experience. Of the song by Van Halen, Love walks in, and it starts off, contact is all it takes. And then Kyle took a few of the phrases here. And then you sense a change, and nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. This is what just happened to all of you out there. So you just had the contact with your spirit coming into you fully. And like the lyric said, you sense a change and nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. So that's why I have this on my website, just for this reason. So we're going to start to come back now. So we're going into another location, which is the room which we call the orientation room. And we're thanking all these beautiful light beings for assisting us. And we're going now into the transporter room. And they're placed around all of us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. And this energy we can use for the next 5 days for healing. So request healings also. The light ship only works in the now. And we're having all of our animals and pets and different things we brought up for healing being united with us right now. And they're now creating this beautiful white light tunnel again for us to come down. And we're coming back down, and now we're here. So, well, Sylvia, how was that? And I'll just turn it over to you for a second here.
Well, I'm almost speechless. It was just incredible. I know that I guess I have a better idea now of the Earth Spirit, the incredible, amazing Earth Spirit, and how it's just pure love, pure heart energy. And it was incredible to see that all that from the new planet and the animals and the beaches and the water and the skies. It was just a very sacred experience. And I think we all have something absolutely beyond our wildest imaginations in store for us. And the love energy is just indescribable. It's so incredible. So I hope you all really enjoyed that very much. Thank you so much for allowing us to have that experience. Boy, I don't know what else to say, except it was so great to be with you all on the ship and to see that.
So what we're going to do now is bring in the love energy from the Creation Light Ship. This is pure love creation energy, okay? So if you'd like, scroll down on your monitor screen and go past the beautiful light beam that's there. And you may want to minimize your fast chat first before you do that. And just scroll down and you're going to see this beautiful insignia. Looks like the caduceus, but this is actually worn on all the light beams there. This is on their, using the term, our term of lab coats that we have on the light ship. We all have this on our, above our wrist, on the coat, and also on our left pocket. And this is the actual energy of the Creation Light Ship. And we're going to bring in this energy right now to energize this photograph. You may want to just watch it here. And we've already been up in that energy, but it's going to come into your room much stronger right now. And open up your heart. Remember, the light ship only works heart to heart. And the light ship is multidimensional. It goes throughout time and space, through all of its creations, to regain now its spiritual integrity and to help out all of the creations that it created to release the darkness. This is why we have this ascension process. And universal shift happening right now, which happens every 2,000 years. So this energy is coming in right now. And you may start to see this emblem start to maybe pulsate or shine. And for me, it's just standing there, almost floating off the page right now. If you wish to experience some of the light energy that it's putting out, this love energy, you may want to put your hand in front of it. But it's very, very high frequency. And this is creation energy itself. and just kind of enjoy and feel and go into this energy right now, as it will also help to heal you. And request healings, and we'll let this Lightship energy do some energy work with you right now. And we'll just put another song on here and let you experience this here. It's been a pretty sacred evening tonight, so I'm kind of at a loss for words here myself, so... Sylvia?
Oh, absolutely wonderful, and I hope we've given everyone a taste of what your conference calls are like. If you are listening and you may have not heard about this yet, I'll just tell you a little bit about Ron's conference calls. Once a month, he does a very special sacred call, which is similar to what kinds of things we've been doing now. But much more. It's a four-hour call, and it's, I believe, on the third Saturday of the month. So the next one would be coming up on, I believe, August 18th. And it's just amazing because it's this kind of thing, plus a lot of physical healings and ascension preparation, DNA attunements, and all kinds of wonderful things. for only $60. And it's just incredible, the love and everything that you feel, similar to what we felt tonight. Also, there are calls Mondays and Fridays, 1 hour in length every week, and a call on Wednesday that's about an hour and 15 minutes, which includes divine water activation. So for any information about those, just give Ron a call or send him an email, and it's very easy for you to come on those calls, so it'd be wonderful to have you there.
So, yeah, the conference calls are only $20 for an hour healing, so it's affordable for everyone. So we really enjoy the people who come on, and I love the emails from everybody and how they're doing with the progress of their healing process here. So it's kind of hard to get off tonight. I don't know what else to say here. I do love getting emails. So if you could please send me an email of what you experienced tonight, I just really love that. And what we're going to do now is just activate the light beam here for you. So it'll be activated for about a half an hour now after the show ends here for extra additional healing for everyone here. So you just scroll to the beautiful light beam here, and she'll come through now and help you to do some healing work on yourself. There we go, and she's fully activated now. So I guess we'll be signing off here. So we thank Don at BBS and Michelle for allowing us to go a little bit later tonight. And I want to say blessings and signing off to everybody. So hope you enjoyed this experience here. And I'm sure you probably did. So we'll see you later. Our next show is on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.